Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ed Stroud. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Egan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wilbur Wood. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting seventh. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Holt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bert Blyeven. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bert Blyeven. And now, play ball. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blyeven fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews takes first base on ball four. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Andrews moves to second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Andrews moves to third. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew bunts towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Tovar moves to second. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into left field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a fly ball into left field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a line drive into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Mitterwald and he is safe. May steals second. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan strikes out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a fly ball towards center. Holt settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Holt. May scores. Alvarado moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald strikes out. Two outs. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a fly ball into left field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-1 in the game. Stroud hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Andrews hits a pop-up towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Bert Blyevan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blyevan hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-0 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into left field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnstone hits a line drive towards first. Reese reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Killebrew moves to second. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenas strikes out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it and throws to second for the out. Killebrew moves to third. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0 for 1 in the game. Egan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvarado hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood bunts towards first. Reese scoops it up and throws to first, with Carew covering, for the out. Alvarado moves to second. Two outs. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0 for 2 in the game. Stroud hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Mitterwald fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 1 in the game. Holt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bert Blyevan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blyevan is 0 for 1 in the game. Blyevan strikes out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a fly ball into left field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenas hits a fly ball into center field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a line drive into center field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnstone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0 for 2 in the game. Egan strikes out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alvarado hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 2 in the game. Reese strikes out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitterwald strikes out. Egan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Mitterwald out. Two outs. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Holt hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0 for 3 in the game. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Andrews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun pinch hits for Bert Blyeven. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun strikes out. Egan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Braun out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew bunts towards the mound. Wood fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Egan for a passed ball. Carew moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Paranoski now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. May bunts in front of the plate. Mitterwald fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, with Carew covering, for the double play. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnstone takes first base on ball 4. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0 for 3 in the game. Egan hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Carew fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Twins, 1. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-3 in the game. Cardenas strikes out. Egan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Cardenas out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-3 in the game. Reese hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bart Johnson now pitching. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitterwald hits a line drive into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Holt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reese moves to second. Brant Alia pinch hits for Ron Paranoski. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia takes first base on ball 4. Reese moves to third. Holt moves to second. Jim Cott pinch runs for Brant Alia. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Stan Williams now pitching. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alvarado hits a fly ball into center field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich McKinney pinch hits for Bart Johnson. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney takes first base on ball 4. Lee Richard pinch runs for Rich McKinney. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Richard. The throw from Mitterwald and he is safe. Richard steals second. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-4 in the game. Stroud hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-4 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Forster now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards short. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields the ball and throws to second. Andrews drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Andrews. Oliva moves to second. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-4 in the game. Cardenas is walked intentionally. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Reese takes first base on ball 4. Oliva moves to third. Cardenas moves to second. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 4 in the game. Mitterwald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliva scores. Cardenas moves to third. Reese moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.